What's up, guys? Welcome back to the pod. It's your boy Aiden. We don't got Gio here today because it's currently midnight. I am leaving for Florida on Saturday. Technically, it's Thursday. I kind of don't want to go. It's like, no. I'm not trying to not be grateful. Like, I want to go. But, like, I just came back from Florida, like, a week and a half ago. And I'm already going back, and it's like, goddamn. It's a lot. But today, I guess we're just going to be talking about stuff that's going to happen while I'm gone. So, I really can't talk about any NBA right now, because I don't know what's going to be going on in the NBA. Like, oh, actually, I will know, but, like, I don't think I'll be able to record it for you guys because I'm not on. So, we'll see what happens with that. I'll see what happens. This season has not been the greatest. Season 5 hasn't started off the greatest. We were, like, 5 episodes down into Season 5, and we haven't grabbed a guest yet. I'm waiting for Gio to grab a guest. I would say maybe he can hop on the Anchor app and, you know, record a pod. Maybe I was thinking that, but he doesn't got my account on his phone or anything. We can invite people to record now because I'm using the app now. It's a lot easier to do everything, so I'm probably gonna start using the app now, Anchor app. If you guys want to go download that, we have a sponsorship segment. It'll probably come out. If not, then it won't come out. But yeah, like I said, I'm just going to be talking about things that are happening soon. Again, no NBA because I can't tell the future. So I guess we'll talk about some boxing. So, we got 2 fights that I know about coming up. We got, what's his name? We have Manny Pacquiao and Udonis Ugas. Or your Dennis Ugas on the 21st. So, I think me... Oh, why did I have a lisp there? I think me and my dad are gonna try to go to like a bar type place, you know, where they're like streaming the fight and stuff. I'm probably gonna watch it because me and my dad's tradition, we always watch those Pacquiao fights, but because we're flying to Florida, so we'll be there. But I don't know, 21st is Saturday, so I'm leaving on Saturday and I'll be there Saturday, so yeah. And with Manny Pacquiao, I feel that obviously he's probably, I'm assuming he's older, because this Ugas guy doesn't seem older or look older. So I think Pacquiao will take this fight. I think he will win it. I might be a little biased. I'm a Pacquiao fan. He's my favorite boxer of all time. I will be biased, but I don't care. I'll be biased, all right. I don't think Gio's on a break, but we just haven't recorded together in a bit. Actually, it hasn't been a long time. I'm pretty sure the last time we recorded was a week ago. So, we will definitely record soon. Definitely soon. Like, we have to. If we don't record soon, well, we could try to record, like, tomorrow. That's going to be pretty hard to do. Well, tomorrow is basically Thursday, which is basically today. So, Thursday. We can try to record Thursday. If I can't record Thursday, then I can't record in general. I will try to get one more episode out Friday. I'll try to record one out Friday. And I'm going to have to pre-record these and set these onto random dates. So, this episode will come out on either the 20th or the 21st of August. And I'm not sure. I don't know. So, this shouldn't come out. This should come out before the Pacquiao fight. This episode should come out before Pacquiao's fight against Ugas. So, let's hope he wins that, Pacquiao. I'm rooting for you. Hopefully, me and my dad get to watch it in Florida. If not, then I'm going to have to watch highlights somewhere. Probably on, like, ESPN or YouTube or something like that. So, next fight that I was looking forward to watching was Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. I feel like Jake Paul's taking that still. I think that's Jake Paul's fight. I'm rooting for Jake Paul in his career. I mean, people might hate me for that, but it's cool to see some random white guy, you know, like, becoming good at something he technically just started. Nah, that sounded so weird. No, I don't know. I used to be a supporter of Jake Paul, like his YouTube, when I was like younger. Then obviously I didn't like him because I didn't obviously look at him. But now, to me, he's more likable, I guess. I guess right now he's likable to me. I like him a bit. I'm not like in love with the man. I don't like him that much, but like, he's chilling. I like him a bit. I like his boxing stuff. That's not what got me into boxing. I've liked boxing for, like, a long time, but I like watching the boxing scene. Because now I like that there's more boxing content in the world. But I think so. It's 8-round fight. I think Jake Paul's taking that in 4 rounds. I think Jake Paul will knock Tyron Woodley out in 4 rounds. Yeah. I don't know if that's just me, but I feel that he'll knock out Tyron in 4 rounds. In my complete, honest opinion, that's all I think with that. And I'm not sure if this is going to be a long episode tonight, or whenever you're listening to this. I don't know how long of an episode this is going to be. It is currently 12:22 p.m. Oh, a.m., right? A.m.? Because it's midnight. Yeah, alright. It's late. I don't know how long I'm going to record this. I really don't got much to talk about. Again, there's nothing much to talk about the NBA right now. I hope the Nets win. You know, I really hope the Nets can somehow take it home. I hope they can bring the chip. I hope KD, Kyrie, and Harden can win that ring. I hope they can win the chip for us. I hope we can get that chip finally. Because we've been waiting for it. We've needed it. And it's been a long time coming. And we've been waiting a really long time for it. So, I'm just hoping they can bring it home finally. Again, it probably won't happen this year because the West is stacked. The West is scary. I think we can win some games, though. I really do think we can, you know, we can take a game. We can put up a fight. Brooklyn can put up a fight. That's all I gotta say. I still think we are the best big three in the league. I still think us Brooklyn Nets are the best big three in the NBA. Mark my words. You can quote me. You can screen record this clip. You can do whatever you got to do. I will still believe that. You come up to me in person. Someone asked me, like, what's your favorite big three currently? Currently. I'm saying currently. I'm not saying all time. I'm saying in the current NBA. Yeah, I don't care if you're a Lakers fan. You can quote me on this. Because most of the people that are going to quote me on this would probably be a Lakers fan. Or a Bucks fan.
or a Knicks fan. My dad. But yeah, my dad's a Knicks fan. But what's it called? Quote me. Someone, please. Screen record this clip right here. I think Aiden thinks, me Aiden, I think that the Brooklyn Nets are the best big three currently in the NBA. As the, in the current NBA scheme, in the current NBA, on all the new current 30 teams, 2021-2022, I believe that the Brooklyn Nets, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, are the best big three. I don't care what anybody says. This podcast will become my Nets Talk podcast. It will. Because I deleted that podcast because I bet that podcast on the championship. I said the Suns were going to win the championship. It sucks because I love Giannis. I love Giannis, but like, I was so mad at Milwaukee for beating us. But I love Giannis. Giannis is my top five current player. My top five is literally so bad, bro. It's good, but it's bad at the same time. I will name my top five current players. My top five current players at the moment are... okay, this is how it goes. It goes number one, KD. Number two, James Harden. Number three, Kyrie. Number four, Carmelo Anthony. Number five, Giannis. That's how my top five favorites go. Someone could have asked me that in 2017. And I would have said the same exact people, but Carmelo Anthony probably would have been over KD. Carmelo Anthony's always been above KD. And like Harden and Kyrie. Because I loved all three of those guys. I probably would have said LeBron at one point instead of Giannis. And saying like maybe 2015, 2016, I probably would have said Giannis. I probably would have said LeBron. But now, from then on, I'd say Giannis. From 2016 and on, I've liked Giannis. Carmelo, I grew up watching the Knicks. Carmelo Anthony is one of my favorite all-time players. And still is one of my favorite players currently. But Kevin Durant, KD, Kyrie, and Harden are all up there now, higher, especially that they're on the same team now, which is crazy. Because not a lot of people knew I liked Harden. I know people knew I liked KD and Kyrie, but I don't think a lot of people knew I liked Harden. Because I liked the Rockets because of Harden. I liked a couple teams. My teams were Nets, Knicks, and Rockets. Those were the teams I liked. See, I was about to cop these, like, you know the H-Town? You know their jerseys? I was about to cop these blue H-Town slides and a James Harden H-Town jersey. And then he went for Brooklyn. I mean, I've been a Brooklyn fan for a bit. I've liked Brooklyn for a bit. I have a Deron Williams jersey. I really, like, mainly started liking Brooklyn, like, I'll say 2015, 2016. That, like, you know, when it was Golden State, Cavs finals. That was the season I started liking the Nets. They were terrible. They were horrible. But I've liked the Nets since then. I wasn't a long-time fan because when I first started watching basketball and all that, I was a Knicks fan. And then Carmelo left the Knicks around 2016, 2017. And I was like, I like the Nets. Because I like Caris LeVert. I liked Dinwiddie. I like Jared Allen. Still like them. They're just on different teams now. And then KD, Kyrie went. And then, yeah. So I'm not a bandwagon. I have like old Brooklyn Nets stuff in my room. So if you came to my house, I could show you my old Brooklyn Nets stuff. I got this random Brooklyn Nets ball. I went to like this fair in like New York City. And I got this Brooklyn Nets ball. It's like a ball that you use on like a mini hoop. And I had a Deron jersey. I had a Joe Johnson jersey, I believe. Not 100% sure. And then I have Bed-Stuy, like the city jersey. KD Kyrie jerseys. Like the ones that, you know, the ones that say Bed-Stuy on them. Or I don't know how to say it. I'm pretty sure it's Bed-Stuy. Bed-Stuy. I don't know how to say it. I'm pretty sure it's Bed-Stuy. Bedford-Stuyvesant. Pretty sure it's Bedford-Stuyvesant or something like that. Stuyvesant. I don't even remember. I think it's either Stuyvesant or Stuyvesant. God, Brooklyn people are gonna. Brooklyn in general is gonna hate me for not knowing how to say that. It's for Biggie. I have the Biggie bobblehead that they gave those away at the Chicago game, Nets game when Kyrie dropped 54. I didn't go. My dad went because all of my dad's friends are Brooklyn fans. He's like the only Knicks fan in his like friend group. See, I even have a Knicks lamp. I got a basketball hoop on my wall filled with Knicks stuff. I still collect the Knicks stuff, like cards. Like, I have an Obi Toppin Panini card on it, on the hoop. And then I have a Carmelo Anthony fathead next to it. Because Carmelo Anthony is still and probably will be forever my top five favorite player in the NBA. Because it's going to suck when all of my favorite players, like, retire. Like, KD, Harden, Kyrie, Melo, Giannis. I mean, Giannis still got a career in him. It's probably going to be Carmelo retiring first, in my opinion. That's what I think. Mans is 38. I'm pretty sure he's been running an 18-year career now. It's crazy. Melo's had a great career. Hopefully, if the Nets don't make it to the finals and the Lakers do, I'm rooting for the Lakers because of Carmelo Anthony. I am no bandwagon. You can clip me on this too. Everybody who's going to call me a bandwagon after listening to this, I'm not. I'm a fan of Melo. If the Nets don't make it to the finals, but the Lakers do, I will root for the Lakers. But if it's Nets-Lakers finals, I'm going to cry. Because then I don't know who I'm going to root for. Because I want Harden to get his first ring, obviously. I want Brooklyn to get their first ring in general. That's also why. But I want Melo to get his first ring. I feel like this might be the last year for Melo to do it. He's on a one-year deal with the Lakers. Who knows if he's going to re-sign. But I'm happy Melo went to the Lakers. I'm happy Melo made a great decision. That's a great choice of team to go to. And very happy for the guy. Melo didn't get his bag, obviously. He hasn't been able to get a bag lately. He's been going off of vet's minimum, pretty much. Melo's been getting paid minimum, pretty much. Like 1.6 mil, I believe, a year. For 1 year. Which sucks, because Manz used to get paid like 30 mil a year, 40 mil a year with the Knicks or something like that. But he's got all that money saved up. There's no way he spent all that. So Manz is chilling in life. I'm happy he's still back with the NBA. I'm happy he's back. Because, like, you know, when he returned to Portland for those 2 years, because I can't believe it was 2 years he went to Portland. I didn't even know how long. I didn't even know it was 2 years. Did not feel like two seasons he was in Portland, but he was, because it was bubble, pretty much bubble season is what I call it, and then this season, he was with Portland, and next season starts in October, which is October 19th, which is going to be a while from now. I mean, like, as soon as you know it, it's gonna be here already. We're going to be making an episode, like, oh, NBA season starting, yeah. I'm going to say it's a long time now, because that's, like, 2 months from now, but you know, it's not that long, if you really think about it. But yeah, I'm here to check in, you know. I hope you all listening are doing well. I hope all of you are, you know, just, I don't know. I really just hope everybody's having a good day whenever you're listening to this. Having a good week, having a good month, having a good year so far. 2021 is almost over. When you really think about it, we got, like, almost four or five months until the year's over, which is crazy. Think that's it for me. I don't know how long this episode's gonna be. I'm gonna edit it and stuff, kinda. Not really. Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're chilling. Having a lot of fun with the pod. Hopefully we keep continuing it. It's gonna be a lot harder to start recording episodes and stuff, especially when school starts again. Honestly, we did say we were gonna start grinding during the summer. Well, I don't know. I said that, but Gia said it too, but who knows? I don't think it's too late now. We barely put out episodes. We're literally 5 episodes in to season 5. This season is literally going to last until school, which is crazy. I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to start season 6 by school time. You know, I felt like that would have been cooler. We started season 6 during, like, right as school hit. We do another Truth About School episode. Started season 6, and then that, yeah, bro. We talk about how we're going to do, how we think we're going to do, how we're going to apply ourselves to school, blah, 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 all that. I wanted to do that, but, I mean, we can still do it, but it's probably going to be season 5. So, yeah, like I said earlier, that's it for me. I'm done. Hope you all have a good day. Thank you all for streaming up the pod. Thank you all for supporting us through this mini journey we've had recording this podcast. It's been a lot of fun. Now it's my time to catch a plane soon. I think by the time this episode's gonna come out, it'll probably come out when I go onto the plane. I'll probably publish it like when I get onto the plane. My flight's at 6 a.m. So I'll probably skid. So I have to get up at 3 a.m. It's midnight. Well, not today. I'm probably not going to sleep the day I have to go. But I'm probably going to schedule that episode for 6 a.m. I'm going to record a YouTube video for my trip. Kind of like a vlog, but like not. Kind of like a mini Florida montage. I'm going to post that on my YouTube channel. If y'all want to go check that out. My name is Aiden Yambao on YouTube. Don't look at... There's another channel called Mr. Aiden Yambao. It's me playing Basketball Arena. That game. I played 2 games of that. 2 videos of that game. It was cringy. Don't watch those videos. Well, now you are going to watch them if you see that channel. But it's okay. You wouldn't want to watch them all. They're like 30 minutes long each. No editing. It's all raw footage. So don't even bother. But I'm going to be posting a little YouTube video, you know, covering up the vacation. We're going to record, like, clips of the whole vacation. I'm going to record days earlier with me, like, preparing and stuff. I'm going to record tonight. I'm going to record tomorrow. I'm going to record until we go. I'm going to just keep recording, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I'm just gonna record the whole vacation, edit it, compile it into one little clip. It's not gonna be a little clip, but I'll compile it into one big video. And we'll see how that turns out. So, it's been your boy Aiden. I'll just say it for Gio. It's been your boy Aiden, it's been Gio. And we'll see you guys next episode. Peace out.
Deuces.